Now, tell us a little bit about what Fusion Culture Group is. What motivated you to start this group back in 2011?
It's a long story. I'll make it short. When I watched the people in the community centers, there's always a big group of Chinese seniors who make a lot of noise because they're very happy and speaking all in Chinese. And then I see another small group of Anglo, like Westerners, looking disgusted or not so happy because they don't understand what's going on. So that's what inspired me to say, this has to stop. I don't like to see that kind of environment in Australia. So I started the group by having started a Tai Chi group in English with teaching English to non-Chinese, and started another group that connect my seniors, or not mine, the senior Chinese who come here to help their children, to raise their children, to with the hope that, you know, every 3 months we get these two groups together, they will learn from each other. So that was the aim when I started the Fusion Culture Group.
Wow, and it's just grown from there.
Yes, it takes time. It's lots of patience, and there's always ups and downs.
Of course. Tell us about how you incorporated magic classes and laughter workshops into this program. What was behind that decision?
Oh, because my Chinese seniors, they say, I can't learn English. I can't do it. Cannot remember. And because the alphabet to them is not alphabet. Mandarin, they learn Mandarin using the English alphabet to create sounds in Mandarin. Not knowing English in Australia is sometimes it's very difficult, because even simple words, when they see the sign stop or in the train, they don't know what to do. So I said, let's do something else. And then I became a laughter, it's a laughter yoga, a trainer or a facilitator. Then I thought, wow, that's really good. So I started, they are my guinea pigs, so I always try new things on them. They are happy to do it. They're very enthusiastic because of the trust we've built over the years.
Yeah.
They know it's for a good cause and also good for them. So that's how we started in 2014, 2015. And we realized that when we do the laughter, there was no cultural differences, there was no sort of language barriers, because after 5 minutes of a icebreaker, everyone just laughing. Actually, I have to say, laughing their head off. It's usually the 1 hour laughter. And then we also, something came up as well. One lady from a different country, either I think from Europe or from Latin America, it's a long time ago, I don't quite remember. She said, that's strange. I realized that we're learning something about different cultures through laughter, because different cultures laugh differently. Chinese cover their mouth when they laugh. And for Westerners, many of them, they laugh with their body. Oh, Australians laugh with their body language. So through that, I thought, well, that's incredible. I learned something new. So that's how laughter started. And for magic, it was our latest. Magic is also a way to break barriers. We have Chinese, have different culture, different people from different countries learning magic together. Our group is the one that don't speak English. And through that, I realized that because they don't have the command of the English, the expression is so much more vivid, and their creativity is more faster and so more sort of realistic. So that's how it came about. And they're not shy of, because of that, I realized, wow, they're not shy of doing anything. And so they laugh, they do magic. And so it's a way of connecting people. And also, I'm very interested in magic. I always like to bring magic out. I always want to learn magic, and also combine that with my dance, with my chi of dance of chi. And it worked out very well. It was very, empowering when you do a good job and receive good response. And that's also one thing that the way to empower our seniors who don't speak English, a confidence level so they can do many things with confidence. They can do a lot more things to connect with people.
Absolutely. It's so beautiful to see that these connections are being made you know, in spite of it and beyond any language barriers that might be there. Now, today you'll be speaking at an event about how multilingualism is breaking into pop culture. How have you seen the treatment of kind of other languages and cultures change in Sydney's pop culture scene over the last decade or so through your work?
I can say based on my experience, because I'm not the young generation and I don't, and pop culture, yes, I love it, but probably my pop culture is probably different from the pop culture now.
Yeah.
I find that the pop songs these days, they don't have much meaning. But however, I see let's take Chinese songs as an example. I noticed in my search for songs for our performance, I noticed that there are many old Chinese songs that was very popular in the old days. When I say old days, probably 50s, 60s, that I recognize.
So not that old.
No, thank you. You're very kind. And they were reworked, and they become they're faster and with very beautiful beats, and then you can really dance to it. So I thought, because I work with many seniors, not just my group, but seniors in the nursing homes, and I know that when people who have dementia, I guess, that when you play these songs, they remind them of the past, and they will become, I would use the word, sort of like themselves again.
Yeah.
And that really worked. So always the three songs I pick always is the Clay Doll song. It's actually a children's song, but now it's in the 60s, 70s became a pop song. And there's the other song that's called the Moon. The Moon Represents My Heart. It was also, it's still very popular. I didn't realize it's so popular around Asia.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It's all around. So I use that song a lot, and I connect people with it. I do gestures with it. So really, in my own ways, I'm sort of using some kind of old pop songs, I guess, or pop old songs. Then that really connect people, because I tell them it's a story to tell. I feel very strongly about anything we do. If there's a story attached to it, most things will work. So we did I used the Clay Doll song in one of my events. And I got, you know, with people, Clay Doll means it's a doll that has no parents. So we acted out with it. So I was watching my video when I was putting the video together, that we were having an event with the Spanish seniors. And they too, they were singing along with us while we were doing the action. So that was something I thought, wow, you know, hit and miss. I created something that
really
worked.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that.
I
think that is absolutely just so beautiful. You're doing such a beautiful thing as well, Sylvia. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but best of luck with the group in the future, and thank you again for all the incredible work you're doing.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.